It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in what I still like to refer to as neutral Switzerland, I hope. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, from neutral Switzerland, almost always neutral. Some news, though, from Italy, because I think it's an interesting topic for us today, as during the summer, very often important things are not really felt or noticed because, of course, there is what everybody calls a summer break. But actually, what's happening in Italy right now is definitely very important in terms of consequences. In other words, it's about the government. Salvini, who is the interior minister and is belongs to an extreme right party in Italy, has taken the opportunity of the summer basically to attack the government and try to get a new election. How did he do that? Like always in Italy, his party asked for a vote, a confidence vote on the government, and the prime minister Giuseppe Conte. And how it works: if the vote is a no, then a no confidence vote is accepted. Basically, Conte loses his position. The government would have to be dissolved, and election would be held within 45 to 70 days. And what other parties are basically trying to do right now is to try to postpone this confidence vote as much as they can, in order to have that situation also as later as possible, so that eventually they manage in between to take care of the budget 2020 before there is a drastic change in the direction of the government. But Salvini is obviously trying to do anything and everything he can to speed up the entire procedure, have that done maybe mid-August, and then have eventually new elections already in autumn. This is a very specific situation, because Salvini, being part of the extreme right in Italy and having had such a success during the last European Union elections, that definitely gave him a boost to try to profit from that popularity and try to basically get rid of his partner at the moment, which is the Five Stars Party, with Luigi Di Maio as its leader. They have been, cooperating for the sake of basically being in the government and being able to make some changes. But those two parties don't like each other. They are actually extremely aggressive with each other. The other part of the government, which is the left part, doesn't have the strength. For some reason, they are all very weak, and nobody has really a person like Salvini that has that kind of charisma and popularity in order to really oppose what's happening right now. That's the reason why most probably I can imagine that new elections are going to take place very soon. Salvini has a very specific personality. He's well known for being very straightforward, very aggressive in whatever he says, very anti-immigration. He was able to pass a few laws to basically make sure that immigration would not be so easy anymore in the south of Italy, in Sicily. That means that he has, for example, a law that could fine boats bringing asylum seekers to the shore 50,000 euros. This is a lot of money for boats that basically belong most of the time to NGOs or to associations that do not have so much money. It also means that a lot of those boats practically are stuck on the sea because they cannot go backwards, but they cannot go forward either. And so all of these people are just sitting on those boats, hoping for some solution. And I mean, to tell you a little bit Salvini style, the last polemic was about the famous Hollywood actor Richard Gere going to Sicily, going and meet these asylum seekers on the boat and asking Italy to show a little bit of empathy for people that have already been suffering so much. And the answer of Salvini was pretty clear and also very sarcastic, basically telling Richard Gere to take them back on his private plane, take care of them in his big house in Hollywood, and thanking him for that. So a lot of irony, a lot of sarcasm, and a position that is definitely a very tough, a very harsh one. That being said, he is extremely popular. He has also some tactics and strategies for his rallies that are unheard of. For example, the latest one was to go and speak on beaches. Since everybody is at the moment on holiday, I guess the idea is not that stupid. Basically dancing on the sand, shirtless, DJing, and being in a way sort of part of the population and anti-elite, which is a combination that works quite well. So there are really lots of reason to think that Salvini could eventually be successful in his plan to take over in Italy in a very legal way. I mean, elections are elections, but also by having a whole set of new strategies that I would say a few years ago nobody would have even thought of doing, or not even thought of behaving a certain way. This is a big worry in Europe, because Italy, even though it's a weak country considering all the financial issues, it is still one of the main large partner in the union, and to have a partner that could be entirely on the extreme right could be for the European Union next endeavors quite a challenge. It is not that far yet, and a lot of things have to happen, but it is something that I can imagine happening after the summer. So Italy, a big question mark at the moment, together with England and the Brexit that should also happen after the summer on the 31st of October. So it's a bumpy road in Europe at the moment, and our two main focuses directly after the summer will definitely be Italy and England.
And then we'll have to see what comes between, just because, you know.
Just because always something always comes in between.
And there's just enough real estate. There are enough countries in between to go, oh yeah, something else will happen.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer, over there.
My pleasure.